Good morning, it's Friday, January 28th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect a foggy start that will turn partly cloudy later in the day, then becoming foggy again in the evening. Temperatures are a high of 47 degrees and a low of 33 degrees. Rain returns Saturday night and lasts for part of the day Sunday. The list of recent arson investigations in Tacoma is growing. Two vehicle fires and an on-fire shopping cart were reported Wednesday evening and early Thursday. Tacoma Police Department spokesperson Wendy Hatto said she has no reason to believe they're connected to the 12 suspicious fires reported Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. She noted the newer fires broke out in different parts of the city. A vehicle fire and shopping cart burning happened in the South End. Another car fire happened near Tacoma Community College. Officials said most of the 12 fires reported Tuesday night and Wednesday morning targeted structures with people inside. No injuries have been reported. Hundreds of people in Tacoma are sounding the alarm on citywide issues affecting their businesses. They gathered at the Lemmy America's Car Museum on Wednesday night to demand the city take action on concerns about break-ins of employees' cars, vandalism, and homeless encampments. A community group called Tacoma Safe organized the event. It formed last year in response to business owners' repeated complaints about crime and lack of police response. During the meeting, a few dozen people gathered outside the museum to protest a potential camping ban supported by members of the Tacoma Safe Group. Tacoma Tenants Organizing Committee Chair Kathy Pick was one of them. She said the focus should be on housing people rather than increasing police and putting people in jail. A Washington judge says it's about time for a black woman to join the highest court in the land. Helen Whitener is the state's first black female Supreme Court justice. She spent years in local courtrooms, including five on the Pierce County Superior Court bench. Governor Jay Inslee appointed her to fill a seat vacated by Justice Charles Wiggins. She's also the state's first black LGBT judge, and the fourth immigrant-born justice. Re-elected by voters in 2020, all of it gives Whitener a unique perspective. She said she has no doubt President Joe Biden should follow through on his promise to nominate a black woman, and that a black female jurist would be good for the court and the nation for a number of reasons, such as providing hope and expanding horizons for the next generation. The Washington State Patrol hopes a new forensic sketch helps identify a missing indigenous woman. On May 14, 1991, a tractor-trailer driver made his last delivery in Tacoma after a trip from Missouri. A passenger was in the cab as the truck headed south. She wore feather earrings that might have been a nod to her Native American ethnicity. Little else is known about her. The pair got only to Kalama before dying in a fiery collision with another truck. While the driver was identified, his passenger wasn't. Helen Doe, as she is known to detectives working the case, was between 5 feet, 1 inch and 5 feet, 4 inches tall, with brown hair and a small gap between her lower middle teeth. She had high cheekbones and a dark complexion. DNA testing showed Native American ancestry. WSP worked with the advocacy group Lost and Missing in Indian Country and forensic artist Natalie Murray on a sketch of Helen Doe. Wright hopes it brings back Helen Doe's real name and gives her family closure. Some night owls are looking for another place to perch in Tacoma. Two more late-night restaurants closed, including one of the only remaining 24-hour options. Shari's Cafe and Pies at South Union Avenue in the Tacoma Central Plaza shut down, along with the Denny's on 6th Avenue, just west of Pearl Street and the Route 16 interchange. The latter stayed open 24 hours at one point. Bertolino's Espresso shuttered in June 2020, due in large part to the owner's desire to downsize. It left a void for students seeking a late study session and workers leaving their overnight shift or starting a super early one. Though Shari's was long known for its all-day hours, many locations, including the Union Avenue store, dialed back to 11 p.m. or midnight last calls. They are also known for their 365-days-a-year service. Cleanup is mostly done after two vehicle incidents on major Pierce County roadways. One on Thursday morning on State Route 410 in Sumner involved four vehicles and led to a cement mixer truck tipped on its side. Westbound lanes were blocked while crews removed the truck, and traffic was detoured to State Route 162. Two people were taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Washington State Patrol Trooper Robert Ryer said a 21-year-old woman swerved into the right lane, hit the truck, then swerved back to the left, where she hit the rear of one car and pushed it into another vehicle. The second incident happened on Interstate 5 near Lakewood, where a vehicle caught fire. No one was hurt. The burning car by the ramp from Gravelly Lake Drive caused some traffic delays while emergency crews responded. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit DNT Offers for more information.